Okay, so my name is Vasily, all right, and I'm a transgender gay man from Russia. I've immigrated here quite recently in the end of January, after the publication of the decision of Russian Supreme Court on recognizing LGBT movement as extremist. When I was in Russia, I did not want to leave the country at all. When all these things started to happen in Russia and the borders started to close and the laws started to get harsher, I decided that I would not leave because I have many helping professionals and I'm a helping professional. After the 30th of November, I started the process of gathering the documents, but it was, yeah, very, very, very slow and painful for me. So then suddenly, after 2 months, when the decision was published, I suddenly decided that yes, I felt inside that, yeah, it's time to go now. So I just grabbed my things and left. And I think it took me 5 days to just gather my things and finish some work there and come here. And actually, it's great. It's great that I do not have to live like a refugee like I would in Europe, that I can just rent an apartment that I can work here legally, and I do not have to wait a year or several years till I get my living permit. I do not feel like I work less here. I read a lot. I prepare lectures. I just make conspects of various books on social work. But in Russia, I feel like about three quarters of my psyche were busy with the stress I was feeling, just with processing this constant stress, constant pressure. And now I do not feel this stress. And so, yes, these parts of my psyche, they are free now to do whatever. And I'm trying to find something for these parts. But I think I forgot how to do it. I read more, I started drawing, I play the piano, things like that. Yeah, when I came here, I felt free. But also some new stresses. I faced some new stresses here. And partly it was just because I never know how to behave in post-Soviet countries. I feel like I'm in the same culture, but I also understand that it is a completely different culture, and there is some constant stress because of that. Like small things. Do I stand up in the bus when an old lady comes in? Because in some countries it is offensive, but in other countries, it is totally normal. What do I do here? How do I avoid conflict? Also, the language. I do not know which language to use. I always feel like when I use Russian, I'm using my privilege. And every time I do not learn Armenian, I'm continuing to use that privilege. But there is still this feeling that all these former Russian colonies or post-Soviet countries, they are somehow, it's very difficult to really say it out loud, they are more barbarian, they are less civilized than we in Russia. Even though I know it's not so, and in many, 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 many ways, the countries are more progressive or just different. And even this notion that I should respect the culture, that I should adapt, it somehow feels wrong to... Because, you know, when I've lived in Britain, I've lived in Spain, and it was a completely different feeling of me adapting to those cultures who are the same or even superior to mine in this, you know, ranking. It was much easier. Like, yes, I'm just looking around, I'm just learning, it's okay, but here I always thought, well, it's more like a mechanical process. How must I do this? How should I learn this? How should I ask about customs and traditions? They do not occur at all, and it's so weird. But at the same time, as a migrant, I need help. Because I do not have information, I cannot do some things because, you know, some bureaucratic things, which are in Armenian. I need this help, but it's so difficult to ask for help, much more difficult than in Russia or in European. I feel much freer just being on the street, much better. You know, I still jump when I see the police, for example, but still it's much better. At least I do not feel the urge to, you know, cross the other side of cross the street to avoid some people. So we've met with the diversity team, and we've also went to the right side trans organization here, and they told us that the police sometimes protects some LGBT public events, some LGBT public actions, and there were like six of us at the time. I just felt like my mind turned off, and then it turned on, and I'm looking around, and I see that all my colleagues are just staring into the space. Completely blank faces, and then their minds are turning on, like, wow, what? So yes, that's good. But at the same time, there is this particular thing, a cultural thing, when of, you know, living in a neighborhood, especially if you are living not in when you are living in a house, not rent an apartment. There are houses around, and all your neighbors are on the street, and they're talking to each other, and they're trying to also include you in the community somehow, but it feels dangerous. I prefer when neighbors do not ask too many questions about me, my family status, my colleagues, my friends, their gender, etc. So yes, that feels threatening, because we were living in a house before, now we've moved to an apartment. And sometimes the taxi drivers, we use taxi here, sometimes these are people who lived Armenia and lived in Russia for 10 years, for 15 years, and then they come back and then remember how it was before here with great nostalgia and with love, how, you know, neighbors would gather in one house and they would share coffee in the morning, and how it was okay for people to just come and knock on your door and blah, blah, blah. And I think, oh, thank God it changed. Yes, for me as an LGBT person, I really do not want for all these old ladies and old guys to to be in my place. And it's like not like that in Russia. And in Russia, we sometimes talked about problem that we not have neighborhood communities. Sometimes people do not know each other, they do not say hello. When I lived in Russia, I've had good neighbors, and we talked, and sometimes we helped each other with some, you know, renovations. Some collective action regarding the house was needed, we could talk and we could find solutions and work together, but not like here. My best neighbors, I mean, like best neighbors in the sense of best friends. Like, I mean, the neighbors I've had the best relationship with. They were far more distant than your distant neighbor here. I've been talking about like my lived experiences of everyday life, like talking to neighbors or going somewhere on a bus and buying things in shop, in small supermarkets. So yes, I think that's it. Maybe if we meet again in, 6 months, I will have much more cool stories to tell you. Yes, I think I can tell other Russian immigrants that sometimes the things, the behavior which you find threatening is not threatening. It is normal, and sometimes people are just trying to show that they are friendly and that they are trying to integrate you, not to gather some information on you to harm you later. Sometimes it's just what people do, and they do it in different ways than what we are accustomed to. And sometimes people behave threatening, but it can be just their normal behavior. And they're non-threatening. That's when we immigrate. When I was in Russia, I felt like this is the process of like it was before, and then it will be a new life here, but it's a continuing process. It's not like a small death and resurrection. You are not becoming a different person. You carry your burdens with you, and you all left extremely threatening situations where any communication might have seemed dangerous. But it's not like this here. And yes. Try to find friends, try to find organizations, just go to a bar, just try to talk to people. The majority of people, even in Russia, they are not enemies. They don't want to hurt you or harm you or to use information against you. Some of them are here, some of them are in Russia. Here, even if people try to harm you, as far as I understand, as from talking to helping organizations, there is a chance, much higher chance, that they will face consequences for your actions. You left Russia, it's over for you. But yes, it's a process of mutual accommodation. Not like you should not try to become a native here, because you're not. But you should also not try to not to separate yourself from the society. The thing I feared most was, this ghettoization, when Russian people just form ghettos and they do not talk to outsiders. They live for 10, for 20 years in another country, and they still do not know the language. And, in the USA, these communities, and in Britain, Brighton Beach, but I also, was in such communities in Spain and Britain, not in such communities, but I met people. Not helpful. You will have less opportunities for your life if you stay in the community of like 10,000 people when you live in the country of 10 millions. And also, if you ask, and talking to myself a little here, the worst that can happen is that people will say no, or will think that you are a barbarian. That's not a very bad thing, actually. Don't be afraid. Don't isolate yourself. talk to people, meet people, and you'll find opportunities and new life here.